USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases are continuing to rise in a number of southern states, including several that just reported new record highs on Friday. Florida is reporting more than 3,800 new cases in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Arizona saw its record high reach 3,200-plus new cases. South Carolina fell just short of 1,000 new cases on Thursday. California, Texas, and Oklahoma also are reporting record highs. There are huge crowds in Tulsa, Oklahoma, ahead of President Trump's rally on Saturday. Christy Smalley made the drive from Celeste, Texas, which is just north of Dallas. She tells NBC News,
"The first rally I went to was in Dallas last year, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. So I'm like, I've got to go to another one."
Smalley also saying after being cooped up inside her house, she's very eager to get out and support the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new book by John Bolton continues to cause a stir, and it's not even set for release until next week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling his former National Security Advisor's new book a compilation of lies. The president tweeting, among other things, that the book is simply intended to make him look bad. The administration continues to fight its release in court, citing classified information it allegedly contains. As for John Bolton himself, he said in an ABC News interview on Thursday night, he's not bothered by President Trump's remarks about him.
I think it's unbecoming of the office of president, and I'm just not going to respond to it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney also calling some of John Bolton's claims in the book bizarre. Tennessee's new abortion bill is set to become law. The bill bans an abortion once a heartbeat is detected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The acting Secretary of Homeland Security is slamming the Supreme Court over its decision on DACA. Chad Wolf saying DACA recipients deserve closure surrounding their status in America. He also tells Fox News,
"Well, Sean, what I can tell you is that the DACA program is clearly unlawful. And even the Supreme Court today, in their opinion, said that the Department of Homeland Security has the authority to rescind it. They simply didn't like the way that we were doing it. And I think that's troubling to me because what we saw under the Obama administration is they made this program out of thin air, did it on a turn of a dime. This administration has thought long about this, thoughtful about this, decided to wind this unlawful program down over a series of 6 months. And again, what we have is a Supreme Court saying that's not good enough. You need to go back at it. You need to relook at that. And that's very troubling to me."
Wolf continues.
We have one administration making a program. We have a second administration, another administration taking a look at how do we wind down an unlawful program. What the Obama administration did is create a new law, a new visa, a new program, a deferred action program out of thin air. Congress is the right role to do this. We have been begging Congress to address the DACA recipients. They have decided not to do this time and time again. The president has been clear on this. He wants a legal solution and not a political solution to this issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.